July 10, 1928, how the divine will wants to extend its dominion in everything. How the fiat will place heaven and earth in common. Unhappiness of the human will. I was writing, and while writing I felt I was getting sleepy and I was not free to write. So I thought to myself, and why this sleepiness? Up to now, so much vigil, that if I wanted to sleep a little I could not. And now, all the opposite. How many changes one must go through, now in way, now another. It shows how it takes patience also with Jesus. With vigil I could have done more, but after all, with sleep too I must say, fiat. At that moment, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, do not be surprised. My divine fiat wants to take its dominion in all of the human acts. It wants everything to be its property and territory. It is jealous that even one comma may be taken away from it. Therefore, just as it has taken its dominion in your vigil, working, itself, together with you in order to place the seal of its fiat as its dominion and property, it wants to place the seal of its fiat upon your sleep as property of its eternal rest. It wants to find all of its similarities, its incessant work, and it gave you the vigil. It makes you embrace everything, and it gives you its immensity. It makes you sleep, and it gives you its eternal rest. In sum, it must be able to say and do, whatever I do by myself in my will I must be able to do together with my little daughter, because, as she gives me dominion over everything, everything becomes my will. Therefore I can say, everything is property of my fiat in her. She has nothing left that is her own, everything belongs to me, and in return, I give her that which belongs to my divine will. After this, I was following the divine volition with my acts, and the heavens, the stars, the sun seemed so beautiful to me, that from the depths of my heart I kept repeating, how beautiful are the works of my Creator, and the order, the harmony that the omnipotent fiat has in all creation. Oh, if this order and harmony were present in the midst of creatures, the face of the earth would change. And my beloved Jesus added, my daughter, when my will dominates on earth, then will there be perfect union between heaven and earth. One will be the order, one the harmony, one the echo, one the life, because one will be the will. Even more, in heaven many mirrors will be seen, and the creatures, reflecting themselves in them, will look at what the blessed in heaven are doing. They will hear their chants, their celestial melodies, and by them imitating what they do, their chants, their melodies, there will be the life of heaven in the midst of creatures. My fiat will place everything in common, and there will be the true life of the fiat voluntatis on earth as it is in heaven. Then will my will sing victory, and the creature will sing the hymn of her triumph. Then he kept silent, and after a little while he added, my daughter, the human will has produced so much evil as to form the unhappy state of the poor creature. It changed her lot, her fortune. Since I am happy by nature, everything that came out of our creative hands in creation, came out with the fullness of happiness. Therefore, everywhere, inside and outside of man, perennial joy and happiness flew. The human will drove this sea of true and perpetual peace out of itself, which, driven out, took refuge in the womb of its Creator, who had delivered it so that all of his works might be happy. And even though we are happy by our nature, and no one can shade our happiness, we are forced to see man unhappy, to whom primacy in creation had been given. And to see our children unhappy, to see that the sea of our happiness is not enjoyed by the one who was the owner of it, even though it causes no harm to us, is always a sorrow. Now, one who lives in my divine will calls this sea of happiness once again into herself. She removes from us the sight of the unhappiness in the poor creatures, and she makes us twice as happy, because we see that our happiness follows its way toward our children. Therefore my will put all things in place and will remove the unhappiness produced by the human will which, with its poisonous slobber, knows how to embitter everything and make everything turbid. How beautiful it is to see everyone happy. What a consolation for a father to have and see the crown of his children, all happy, rich, healthy, beautiful, always smiling, never crying. Oh, how he enjoys and feels himself swimming in his own happiness and that of children. I am more than a father, and I feel within me the happiness of my children, because it is my own thing and can enter into me. While unhappiness is something extraneous to me, which does not belong to me and has no way to enter into me. I feel the sorrow of seeing it, but not of feeling it, and as father, I love and want everyone to be happy.